Exploring this possibility of sustaining present moment awareness. Knowing that the proximate cause for concentration or samadhi is the continuity of mindful awareness. So then wholeheartedly as if this were the most important thing, the sustaining of present moment awareness. So it's not about getting rid of thoughts or even directing the attention in particular ways. Although it's okay if the attention goes to a particular object. But let the intention be the sustaining or continuity of mindful awareness. So we're renouncing the tendency for the mind to get lost in thought. Doing our best to sustain present moment awareness and teasing out unnecessary efforting. Neither the body nor the mind needs to be tight in order to sustain present moment awareness. Noticing again how valuable relaxation and a joyful interest is in this continuity of mindful awareness. No reason to give up, no matter how many moments the mind does get lost in thought or distracted in one way or another. and noticing how much of thought is not necessary at this time. Allowing the mind to gravitate toward a more quiet way of being, less thought. Realizing how simple the continuity of mindful awareness can be, not needing any particular object of experience to be mindful of, but just using or working with whatever is arising, coming and going. It's quite empowering to notice the thoughts and sensations that would otherwise derail the continuity of mindfulness, but with more and more steadiness, the mind realizes, well, that's just a thought, or that's just a sensation. It's just something that mindfulness is knowing. It doesn't require necessitate a reaction. And even if a reaction were to arise, that's also something being known. Mindfulness can know that as well. Whether or not the mind is turning toward a particular meditation anchor or not, either way is okay. The intention is the sustaining of mindful awareness. No gaps, no breaks. And of course, if you find that the mindfulness is being interrupted over and over again, then quite naturally the mindfulness takes up the obstacle as the object that's being known. It's addressing the question, well, what's in the way? What's disturbing the mind? Oh, it's this. Well, can this be okay? as the mind becomes more quiet, allow it to settle however it likes with a particular object of awareness, like the breath and the body, the touching of the breath as it goes in and out of the nostrils, for example. So many options. Just choose some particular anchor that the mind likes. A quiet, focused, sustained, present moment awareness. It's okay to be relaxed. Relaxed and fully attentive. Noticing any pleasantness, an inner pleasantness or joy or ease that might arise with the continuity of mindfulness. Simply noticing. The joy of steadiness, the joy of seclusion, is okay to appreciate any joy, happiness that arises with the continuity of mindfulness. You might notice a kind of happiness or ease or contentedness arising. So different flavor than the joy, the rapture or excitement that can arise. The heart begins to relax in contentedness. So if that does arise, make sure to notice, to include it. At the times when the mind has settled, then begin to notice right there with the continuity of mindfulness, the five jhanic factors, as they're called. These are natural tendencies, wholesome tendencies of mind, that will become stronger, more apparent when the mind has settled. First one is vitakka, quality of connecting or the initial application of the mind. The mind that connects or penetrates the experience that's arising, that knows it. And the second quality is vichara, the sustaining sustained application of mind, it's translated as. And the third is piti, rapture or joyful interest. The fourth is sukha, happiness, ease, contentedness. And the fifth is ekagata, one-pointedness. So for the last few minutes, let's see if we can notice, however faint, each of these five factors. So sitting, relaxed, noticing the quality of vitakka, the mind connecting. And then the resonance of sustaining, not forgetting, not losing. Noticing the rapt, joyful interest of the mind. The mind wanting to know, wanting to show up. Just the opposite of distractedness. Mind, noticing the mind not wanting to leave the flow of present moment experience. The mind appreciating the joy of the movement of what's coming and going. And opening to the joy allows the heart to feel happy, at ease, not needing, not wanting to do anything, happy to be simply present. Leading more and more into a deeper stillness, we call it ekagata, one-pointedness, stillness. Take a moment and stretch out the body.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.